What's this? A woman. A sorceress gave this to me when I went to her to learn. She be on her deathbed. She asked if I knew of the screen. I told her what I knew. She sighed with relief and then said something that made my skin prickle. She said she had been waiting for me, as the prophecies had told her to do. She placed this in my hand, saying it be carved from the bone of a screen.
Addie flicked her hand toward the walls and then toward the bone pile.
I have a whole screen here among the bones. I did battle with one once in the pass. His bones be here. His skull be on the shelf. It be the one that fell on the floor.
She put a thin finger on the carved bone sphere in Zed's hand as she leaned toward him and lowered her raspy voice.
This, the old one said, must be guarded by one who understands. She told me it be of ancient magic, made by wizards of old, possibly with their hand guided by the Creator himself, made because of prophecies. She said it may be the most important thing of magic I would ever touch, that it be invested with more power than she or I would ever understand. She said that it be of screen bone and of screen force, that it be a talisman that be of importance if the veil ever be in danger. I asked how it was to be used, how the magic worked, and how it had come into her hands. She be very exhausted from the excitement of my coming to her, and said she must rest. She told me to come back to her in the morning, and she would tell me everything she knew. When I returned, she had died.
Addie gave him a meaningful look.
Her death be a little too timely to suit me.
Zed had had the same thought.
But you have no idea what it is, or how it is to be used?
No.
Already, Zed was using magic to lift it on a cushion of air, floating it in space, watching it slowly spin. The whole time, the finely carved eyes of the beast peered back as the ball revolved before him.
Have you tried using any magic on it?
I'd be afraid to try.
Zed held his bony hands to each side of the floating carving, probing gently with different kinds of force, different sorts of magic, letting them shift and slide over the round bone, testing, searching gingerly for a crack, a shield, a trigger. It had the oddest feel to it. The magic reflected back as if it had touched nothing, as if the thing weren't there at all. Perhaps it could be a shield he had never seen before. He increased the force. It slipped against the carving like new shoe leather on ice. Addie wrung her hands.
I do not think you should be...
The flame of the lamp puffed out. A thin thread of greasy smoke curled from the abruptly dead wick. The room was left to the flickering shadows cast from the fire in the hearth. Zed frowned at the dark lamp. A sudden crash brought both their heads jerking around. The skull rolled across the floor toward where they sat. Halfway there it wobbled and rocked to a stop, right side up. Empty eye sockets stared up at the two of them. Long fangs rested on the wood floor. The carved bone ball thumped to the table, bouncing twice as Zed and Addie came to their feet.
What foolish thing did you do, old man?
Zed stared at the skull.
I didn't do anything.
More bones tumbled from the shelves. Bones hanging on the wall clattered to the floor, some bouncing and flipping back into the air as they struck. Zed and Addie both turned to a racket behind them. The bone pile rattled apart, bones toppling and spilling over one another as the pile pulled itself apart. Some of the bones, as if alive, slid or rolled across the floor toward the skull. Sliding along the floor, a rib bone caught the leg of a chair and spun around, but continued on. Zed twisted to Addie, but she was hurrying to the shelf above the counter behind the table, the one covered with a blue and white striped cloth.
Addie, what are you doing? What's going on?
Bones collected in increasing number round the skull. She yanked the cloth away, ripping it from its hooks.
Leave, before it be too late!
What's going on?
Jars and tins clanged together as she shoved them aside. She pushed her hand farther along the shelf, fingers searching blindly. Canisters thudded to the floor, a jar tumbled out, shattering on the edge of the counter, throwing sparkling shards of glass over the table and chairs. A thick, dark mass from the jar oozed over the edge of the counter, carrying splinters of glass with it, making it look like nothing more than a melting porcupine.
Do as I say, wizard! Leave! Now!
Zed rushed toward her, glass crunching under his feet. He jerked to a halt when he glanced over his shoulder toward the skull. It was level with his eyes. Bones collecting and assembling under it as it rose into the air. A few rib bones ranked themselves. Vertebrae slipped into line, talons tipped claws, leg bones erected to the side of each flank. The jaw snapped into place as the skull rose toward the ceiling. Zed spun toward Addie, snatched her by the arm, yanking her toward him. She came away from the counter, clutching a small tin in her other hand.
Addie, what's happening?
Her head tilted up toward the skull, brushing the ceiling.
What do you see? What do I see, Bags, woman? I see a bunch of bones come to life.
The shoulders of the Skryn hunched as the thing grew with the addition of more bones. More yet were sliding across the floor toward it. Addie gaped at him.
I don't see bones. I see flesh.
Flesh?
Bags, I thought you said you killed that thing.
I said I battled it. I do not know that a Skryn can be killed. I do not think they be alive. You be right about one thing, wizard. Since you be able to defeat a Skreeling, the keeper sent worse.
How did he know where we were? How does the Skryn know where we are? All these bones are supposed to hide us.
I do not know. I cannot understand how—
A skeletal arm swept toward them. Zed lurched back, pulling her with him. Yet more bones assembled. Addie was frantically unscrewing the tin as he dragged her around the back of the table. The lid came off, dropping to the floor, spinning like a top. The Skryn lunged, bringing an arm down. With a loud crack, the table shattered into splinters. The round, carved bowl bounced across the floor. Zed tried to snatch it with a magic, but it was like trying to pinch a pumpkin seed with greased fingers. He tried to scoop it up with air compressed around it, but it slipped away and rolled into the corner. The Skryn skeleton leapt at them. They both went down in a heap as he yanked her back. Zed hauled her to her feet as she thrust her hand into the little tin. The Skryn was having trouble moving quickly. It had grown too large to fit beneath the ceiling. The jaws of the beast opened wide as if to roar. No sound came forth, but Zed could feel a blast of air. It made their robes flap and fly as if in a wind. Addie's hand came out of the tin, flinging sparkling white sand at the beast. Sorcerer's sand. The fool woman had sorcerer's sand. The Skryn staggered back a step, shaking its head. It recovered in an instant, lurching forward again. Zed unleashed a ball of fire. It passed among the bones to splatter liquid flame against the far wall. The tongues of flame sputtered out, leaving behind a sooty splotch. Zed tried air, since fire didn't work. It had no effect. The two of them sidestepped across the room as the beast whirled to attack again. Zed tried different elements of magic while he pulled Addie along with him. She ignored the danger as she poured the rest of the sorcerer's sand into her hand. When the Skryn made another silent roar, she flung the sand with a foreign incantation. The blast of air from the roar died as she spoke the words. The Skryn seemed to inhale, taking in the sparkling white sand. The jaws snapped closed as the head drew back.
That be all I have, she said. I hope it be enough.
The Skryn shook its head, then spat out the sand in a cloud of sparkles. It came for them again, but when he tugged on her sleeve, she yanked her arm away. Zed tried sending logs and chairs flying into the bone beast, trying to distract it while she scurried around behind it. They simply bounced off. Stabbing a hand into a pocket, he brought out a handful of sparkling dust of his own. With a quick flick, he sent it into the center of the bone collection standing before him. It had no more effect than had Addie's sorcerer's sand. Nothing he could do seemed to be much of a distraction, and it soon turned its attention to Addie. She was snatching an ancient bone from the wall. Feathers dangled from one end, strings of red and yellow beads from the other. Zed grabbed a bone arm, but the beast flung him away. As the Skryn reeled to her, she shook the bone at the thing, casting spells in her own tongue. The Skryn snapped at her. She yanked her hand back just in time to save it, but not the bone talisman. It was splintered in half. That was it. He had no idea how to fight the thing, and Addie wasn't having any success. He dove under the head toward her, rolling to his feet.
Come on, we have to get out of here.
I can't leave. There be things of great value here.
Grab what you can. We're leaving.
Get the round bone I showed you.
Zed tried to dodge and lunge toward the corner, but the Skryn snapped and swept talon-tipped claws at him. He fought back with blasts of every kind of magic he had. Before he realized it, he was losing ground and had nowhere to retreat.
Addie, we have to get out now!
We cannot leave that bone! It be important for the veil!
She ran for the corner. Zed grabbed for her, but missed. The Skryn almost did, too. It caught her with a claw, ripping a gash down her arm. She cried out as she was flung against the wall, rebounding to sprawl face down on the floor. More bones crashed down around her. Zed caught a handful of the hem of her robe, dragging her back as talons raked the wall, just missing his head. Addy clawed at the floor, trying to get away from him to get to the round bone in the corner. The skrin reared back with a silent roar. The ceiling ripped open as the beast stood to its full height. Huge chunks and splinters of wood rained down. Claws raked wildly, tearing the wood of the walls. Fangs ripped at the roof. Zed pulled Addy toward the door as she fought him.
Happy things here I must take! Important things! It has taken me a lifetime to find them!
There's no time, Addy! We can't save them now!
She tore away from his grasp, lunging toward the bone talismans on the wall. The skrin went for her. Zed used magic to yank her back. He grabbed her in both arms and fell backward with her through the doorway just as a claw splintered it. They rolled to their feet. Zed scrambled into a run, pulling her along as she fought him. She tried using magic on him, but he shielded against it. The night air was frigid. Clouds of their breath streamed away with the cold wind as they both ran and fought each other. Addy wailed like a mother watching her child being slaughtered. Her arms, one soaked with blood, stretched toward the house.
Please, my things, I must not leave them. You do not understand. They be important magic.
The skrin tore at the walls to get out, to get at the two of them.
Addy!
He pulled her face close to his.
They are no good to you, dead. We will come back for them after we get away from that thing.
Her chest heaved. Tears welled up in her eyes.
Please, Zed, please, my bones. You don't understand. They be important. They have magic. They may help us to close the veil if they fall into the wrong hands.
Zed whistled for the horse. He was moving again, pulling her along with him. She protested every step of the way.
Zed, please, don't do this. Don't leave them.
Addy, if we die, we can't help anyone.
The horse galloped up, skidding to a stop. Her wide eyes rolled in near panic as she saw the thing pulling itself through the walls of the house, splintering and snapping boards and beams. She gave a frightened scream but held her ground as Zed gripped her mane and threw himself on her back, hauling Addy up behind.
Go! Fly like the wind, girl!
Hooves flung chunks of dirt and moss high into the air as the horse leapt out, fangs snapping at her flanks. Zed crouched forward, Addy clutching him around the waist as they galloped into the darkness. The skrin wasn't 10 strides behind, and looked to be as fast as the horse. At least, it wasn't faster. Zed could hear the teeth snapping. The horse squealed when they did, stretching to run with everything she had. He wondered who could run the longest, the horse or the skrin, and he was afraid he knew the answer.